Well, the ESB in fairness are dropping the amount of water they're releasing from the Partine Weir over the last couple of days. So at the moment, the water is down and out of the clubhouse, but we still don't have any access because the access road to the club is still blocked out. It did a bit of damage inside. It didn't come up as high as other years because of the preparation and the good work of all the volunteers that we had to help. But it still did a bit of damage. You know, we'd have to replace floors and carpets and doors and stuff, you know.
I suppose that puts a bit of pressure on the funds at the club, wouldn't it? Or do you kind of put some funds aside for emergencies like this? What way will you be able to tackle that?
Well, we're just going to have to fundraise again, really, because unfortunately, because we've been flooded twice before, our insurance policy, we are offered the first part of our insurance policy, we have to cover the first 15,000 ourselves. So, and it's hard because we're a big club in rowing terms, but not a big club in sporting terms. And so we're always trying to fundraise and stuff, and it does put a bit of a hole in the fundraising. But we are good, we have a good committee and a good group of people, so hopefully we'll be able to come up with the money that's needed to repair it, you know.
In terms of preparation and training and the likes, Pat, how has that been affected? I know, obviously, the summer race season will start to kick off in the not-too-distant future. Would you have been preparing for that? Has that been affected as a result?
Absolutely, it's been affected. We have people who are currently trialling for Irish crews at the moment and also trying to get our own crews together. At this time of year, we would have hoped to be on the water every evening after school. Some people would have been there in the morning, but we're unable to do that now. But I have to say that some of the clubs around the city have been absolutely fantastic in that they've opened their facilities to us so that we can use their land-based equipment and facilities to train in. The problem is that we can't get our boats and we can't launch on the water, so it's very difficult to get that important water training that's normally done at this time of the year done. So it's having a big effect on that.
Is there a timeline on when you think you should be able to get back in and I suppose, get on the water?
Well, it's dropping every day. I think we got a message today that said that it's gone down to 315, I think, cubic metres per second that's coming through. Normally, it has to be down below 200. So I'd say we're looking for at least another week, if not 2 weeks, before we get an opportunity to get our boats on the water.
And I suppose after that, and when everything is back up and running and you can finally kind of get on with the season, your preparation and the whole lot, you have the annual 10K timed race and 5K fun run as well to look forward to. That's been announced for the 22nd of March. I know a fan favourite, everyone likes to get involved with that, and I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big occasion for us. It's a great fundraiser for us as well. And we've been lucky for the last number of years. It's been on Mother's Day, so it's made it a special day as well. And we encourage families and people to come out. This year, we're hoping to get as many, even more people, so that it will help with its fundraising to help bring the club back up to operational standards, you know. So, as you said, it's on the 22nd of March, starting near World's End in Castleconnell. And it's a very enjoyable race. We have a timed 10K, but we also have a fun run 5K for all the family. And a lot of families take part in it. It's normally a great day for us.
And how do people go about, we'll say, getting involved or signing up to go on the run or the walk?
Well, they can register online on the Castleconnell Boat Club website. You can register there, or on that morning in the community hall, you can register between 10:30 and 12:30 with a 1 p.m. start.